I want to build a case here for you using periodic test swims in as part of your normal training routine. Whether you are training for a specific race or an event or an achievement, or you're just doing it for fitness and you don't have a particular achievement goal in mind, I want to encourage you to consider using periodic test swims that will help you stay accountable to not only objective measurements like time and distance and speed, stroke count, tempo, I also to hold you accountable to the effect of the qualities that you've been working on in your stroke. All those particular skills at making the stroke feel better, making it, you know, move more smoothly, because they have a benefit to you, and to find out that you're really moving in a good direction with the adjustments that you've been making, you put it to the test to see what it produces. A good change inside the body, if something is feeling better, you can find out if it's truly connected to energy efficiency and joint health by swimming a distance and letting and seeing what happens inside your body with that. If you find yourself getting fatigued sooner than you expect, then you're like, wait a second, why is my body getting tired sooner than later? If you start to feel aches or strains or pains or burning muscles or something like that, then that's an idea that it's giving you information about what is happening in your training or what you might be neglecting in your training. So maybe this is not hard for you to see the purpose of if you're training for an achievement goal, but if you're just a fitness swimmer and you don't have a particular goal in mind, I really want to encourage you to use periodic test swims to hold yourself accountable, to see that qualities inside your stroke are truly achieving something beneficial to you and helping you expand your capabilities as an exercising athlete. Because what that does for you is it's letting you know that your body is truly getting stronger, your joints are getting more stable, they're working appropriately, that your tissues are working in the way they should instead of being imbalanced or disproportional in their loading and or having certain conflicts inside that you may not notice when you only do short and easy repetitions. So when you have to do something longer and you know it's, and you measure this periodically, so the same measurement, you have something to compare to. You did this test, you know, previously, the previous week or the previous month, and you're doing it again. And now you can see, has something changed between last time and now? Are you swimming further? Are you swimming faster? Are you swimming with more consistent stroke count? Are you feeling stronger? Are you feeling more energetic? Are you feeling less fatigue towards the end? Are you feeling no fatigue? So all these things give you some idea that, hey, you are making progress. You are working on things in the right direction when you see these positive results from one test swim to the next. Now, the frequency of these test swims, they could be every week. It just depends on your, you know, what you like to do and how much time you get in the pool and how often you would like to have that information available to you. I don't know. It could be once a month or maybe twice a month. You know, once a week, I don't know, might be a little excessive. Just, again, it just kind of depends on you and what you want to do. I think quite a few years ago when I was a triathlete and then afterwards, after I was done doing triathlons, I still would do a 1,500-yard test swim, I don't know, every couple weeks or twice a month or something. It was in my mind and it was a marker for me. So I would just swim it and kind of keep tabs on my ability to swim a certain speed. Now, this is before TI day, so all I counted was the speed. I didn't know anything else to count when I did it and measure. So I would feel, how hard did it feel? Did I feel strong or did it feel easy? Well, it never felt easy before TI, but I could tell whether I felt energetic or whether it was really difficult, I felt like I was really struggling, you know, and then I could see whether my time was a little bit slower, a little bit faster. But then once I found TI, then I would have, you know, regular swim routes, or I have, you know, regular distance swims that I like to do in the pool. And I do those, and I keep tabs on, okay, stroke count or tempo. I have like two or three different measurements that I'm taking that during that time. And I'm using that just to keep a pulse on my strength and on my fitness level and on holding myself accountable that my stroke is really maintaining the quality that I intend for it to have. So stroke count lets me know that. And using tempo, fixed tempos, can really help me sense whether I'm good at distributing my energy. My fitness is up to snuff for that distance. So I like to do those once a month or so. I like to do a nice little distance from 4,500 yards in the pool. I'm considering kind of bumping those up to 6,000 here, especially before my swim camps, just to kind of encourage myself a little bit more distance, anticipating that time that we'll spend in open water. So there's some things that I like to do. So I would encourage you, though, as far as the distance that you choose, let it be something that is, you know, it was within your capability. You know that you can do it, but it is just long enough that it's going to challenge you a bit. So I don't know, that might be 400 yards of continuous swimming, or 800, or 1,000, or 1,500, you know, or a mile, which is, you know, roughly 1,800 yards. Or if you're in meter pools, you know, 1,500 meters is a nice standard distance. I'm just suggesting these standard distances because they are, you know, what's used in competition, and a lot of other swimmers are using them, so you could compare notes if you'd like to. So they would just make for nice, also for easy math. If you like to pick 1,000 yards or meters or 1,500 meters, makes for easy math if you want to break down the numbers. So anyways, I really want to encourage you to consider using a periodic test swim and record your results. Keep a training journal or something on the computer, and measure a couple things, at least a couple things, time or stroke count or how it feels or tempo, you know, whatever it is that is interesting to you, and keep records of that. And then you can compare from one test swim to the next. Keep an eye on how things are going, or if you have prolonged time away, let's say from injury or illness or just circumstances in life have taken you away from the pool, if you get back in the pool and you do that test swim, that gives you an idea of kind of how much ground you lost. And instead of just feeling a vague sense of setback, you'd have a very specific viewpoint of, okay, what have you lost? And that will inform you of what you need to do, what kind of training you need to do to get back into it and get back to your previous capabilities. All right? So there, think of putting periodic test swims into your routine and be encouraged by them.